The Great Destinations Radio Show. Here's Kerry Jones.
Now, many people enjoy a good read on holiday, and if you love reading, why not have a break that's centred on bookshops? Some places have been declared book towns, destinations with multiple vendors offering hundreds of thousands of titles. It's an international movement, and the 30 declared literary locations include Hobart in the desirable Catskills area of New York State, Wigtown near Dumfries in southwest Scotland, and the original book town, Hay-on-Wye, 80 minutes north of Cardiff. The concept was created in Hay by local entrepreneur Richard Booth in the 1960s.
He had fantastic ideas. He opened one bookshop and then decided to take over the cinema and change it into the world's largest second-hand bookshop. He went on television, he went on the radio, you read about him in the papers, he brought famous people into the town.
More bookshops opened. Historic Hay, which is set on the river and with two castles, provided the perfect setting for a book lover's break. Mayor of Hay-on-Wye, Fiona Howard, says there's around two dozen stores today, including Murder and Mayhem, who specialise in detective fiction, true crime and horror.
There's a poetry bookshop, there's a Charles Dickens bookshop, a children's bookshop. Hay's a place you come and you see the big ones, but there are also these small ones. If you look around, you'll find small bookshops as well.
A university expert suggested that Scotland could follow Hay's success, and Wigtown became Scotland's first book town. Sean Bythel owns a business called The Bookshop. He says there's a lot in Wigtown for bookworms and their partners.
500,000 books to start with, and about 7 or so bookshops in a very small town. Plus, it's a really beautiful place. You know, it's got the sea on one side and mountains on the other, and it's just unspoiled. People who come here basically say it's like the rest of the UK was 50 years ago. You know, there are no parking restrictions. Everybody says hello to everybody. It's a very friendly place.
There's cafes, and as it's in Scotland, something to attract whiskey lovers.
Do the books first and the distillery second.
Both Hay and Wigtown are small places without cheaper chain accommodation. Hay has just one hotel, the Swan, with rooms from 100 a night, but there are 23 B&Bs. Wigtown has no hotel and 7 B&Bs. There's more details on our website at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.